Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of Tales from the Campfire. I'm your host this evening, Red Leader, and I have a couple guests this evening, the other members of Knights of the Trail. The first one, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Silent Knight.
And the next one?
And hey, I'm Muscle Man.
All right, hey guys, welcome to the clubhouse here. We don't have a name for it yet, but this is kind of like our headquarters for all Knights of the Trail business stuff. Wow, we've had such an exciting year, haven't we, guys?
Yeah, sure.
So much has happened. And we're going to get into a lot of that today. What we're going to talk about in this episode is we're going to talk about our favorite trails that we've done in 2018. We're going to talk about some of the lineup changes that happened with Knights of the Trail and what we're planning on doing for the future of 2019. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start off with we were able to do 4 hikes this year, major hikes that none of us has done before. We had hiked a lot in between those, but those were trails that we had already done just to stay in shape. We're going to rank our favorite trails of the year, 2018, from least favorite to most favorite. And we're going to first tell about all the positives, and then we're going to give the negatives of what we thought about that trail. Okay, I'll go first. My least favorite trail of the year, and this is by no means like a bad trail. And I didn't even, it was really hard to rank these trails this year because they were so good. So just because it's my least favorite doesn't mean that it takes away from the trail being any good or not. So my least favorite trail of the year is Greenbow. It's an 8.5 mile trail. The Michael Tiger Loop Trail is the actual name of the one we did. It's really close to where we live. I've been to Greenbow since I was a little kid. It was kind of like my old stomping yard. But this is the first time actually hiking the whole Michael Tiger Loop Trail. The things I liked about it was it's really close to us. So we can just go there anytime. It's about a 20-minute drive. I know exactly how to get there and how to get back. It's familiar. I like that you start out in the woods, you cross a road, you go through a cemetery, and then you go way back up into the woods. There is some level hiking from then on, but it is a climb up until you get there. I went with Sir Cuss a lot and Muscle Man the first time I went, and we saw about 50 turkeys out there. Wild turkeys just flying around and jumping across the trail and everything. I'd never seen anything like it. And as you keep on going, there is a shelter there. I don't know if you can stay there overnight. I don't think you can because it is one of those trails, and I'll get into that in my negatives, that you have to be off trail by dark. Anyway, we went there. We had our lunch and everything at the shelter. It was tucked back into the woods there, and it was just really cool. And then you road walked a little bit, and then once you got back on the trail, you went down into you just kept going down in between the cliffs there. And you follow this creek for a good while, and there's like an old house, 2-story house, and you could tell there was a plantation and all of this stuff way back in the day. I think Sir Cuss a Lot and Muscle Man missed it because they were trying to race their last when I went with them. And and then you had to cross some creeks and stuff, and it was just really cool. The diversity is the word I'm looking for. It's very diverse, and from going from woods to stream crossings to a little bit of road walking, that's what I loved about it. I'm going to give the negatives. One of the negatives is what I had mentioned before. You do have to be off the trail by dark. It's not something that you want to hike in the winter time or the fall time where the days are short and the nights are long, and you want to make sure you get there early and start the trail. Another negative is it's a loop trail, but you start at the top where the lodge is, the Jesse Stewart Lodge, and then you walk 8.5 miles and you finish at the boat dock, which requires you to climb about 1.5 miles back up the hill and road walk the rest of the way back to the parking lot. I think that was brutal on my feet. And, you know, after walking 8.5 miles, you're already tired and you just want to get back to the car. So that's what made it my least favorite of these trails. But it is a wonderful trail. And if you're in the area, I do suggest you do it. Just make sure you start out early. Okay, that's my pros and cons of the Greenbow Trail, which is my least favorite trail. And I'm going to go on to Silent Knight, and he's going to tell me what his least favorite trail is. I don't know it yet, so I'm willing and excited to find out. So take it away, Silent Knight.
My least favorite is the same. I wasn't too crazy about the Greenbow Trail.
No way!
Way!
Oh, dude.
And by means, none of these trails was bad on my list. It took me a while to figure out what's my least and so forth.
Oh, it was hard for me too.
Yeah, I still can't even figure it out right now.
But thinking about all the trails and stuff, this pretty much came to my least favorite. Because like I say, it's so close. I mean, we all been to Greenbow, so how many times and stuff?
But to actually see Greenbow from this angle was pretty cool.
And like you say, it had different, I mean, had a little bit of, got to cross creek some, you got to go uphill and stuff, you're getting a grassy area, so there's different diversity and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that about trails. That's why I like the Lake Vesuvius Trail so much, is because there's a lot of diversity in it, too.
Yeah, I like being on a trail where you see different stuff instead of just seeing the same thing over and over.
All in one hike, yeah.
And like I said, I didn't like it that the whole, instead of being like a complete loop, you start at one point of the park, then you have to end up in another park, then you got to walk all the way back to get to your car that's at the other point.
Yeah, actually, me and Muscle Man did part of this trail yesterday, and I was talking to him. I said, you know, if we were smart, we would park at the boat dock and walk it backwards. And end at the Jesse Stewart Lodge, so the walk back, you're walking downhill instead of uphill.
Oh, like we did
if we were smart.
It's like what we did that one day when we did it is had two of us, one park one way and the other park that way we can get to.
Dude, you know, I forgot we did that.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. So, yeah, guys, if you really want to take all the walking out once you finish the trail, just take two vehicles and park one up at the lodge and then park one at the boat dock, and then you can drive the other one to their car. And that really cuts that out. You got anything else to say about that trail? All right, Muscle Man. I'm excited to hear what your least favorite trail that we've done this year is.
After hearing you guys talk about it, I guess it'd be Greenbow.
Oh, you got Greenbow too, huh? Did we sway you?
Will
you change your mind on something?
No, it was already my least favorite. I just had to think it over.
Okay.
But
what are your favorite things about the Greenbow Trail there?
Favorite thing? Last time, like you said, all those dang turkeys.
It's hard seeing wildlife in the wild. You know,
I know, because we barely see anything out there.
You hear about people, oh yeah, I've seen all these animals, but we must be too loud or stink or something because we hardly ever see them.
Yeah.
But seeing like 50 of them just flying in front of us is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I guess walking up the hill to the cemetery was pretty good, even though that's not what we were supposed to do.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was?
That's what we were supposed to do.
I thought there was a...
There is a trail to the side, but when we came out,
it said
Michael Tiger Trail on there, so we just went up to the graveyard.
Okay.
But that other trail led up to the graveyard anyway. It just led up behind it.
So that big offset where when you finish the trail and you have to go all the way back, yeah, that's the deciding factor.
Yeah, it's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah. When you finish the trail, you should be right back at your car.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of trails that they're just one-way trails. So you'll start at one point and end at a point, and then you'd have to walk back to your car. But you're still getting back to your car. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you would get to the end of the trail, and then you'd have to walk the trail back to get to your car. Any other thing about the trail itself? Do you want to talk a little bit about yours and Sir Cuss-a-Lot's competition that you were doing?
Oh, yeah. We were doing like 8 minutes a mile.
8 minutes a mile. That's crazy, man. It's crazy. I couldn't keep up with them. I'm like, just, you're going to have to go on without me, man. Go on without me.
No, and when I was in ROTC, I was doing 11 minutes a mile and I was jogging.
Oh, really?
And I was doing that crap by just walking, but basically jumping up every incline I would reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe it was just 8 minutes a mile.
That's pretty cool. And we were really in shape at that point, I think. So that was our number four, also our least favorite trail of 2018. I'm going to go ahead and start in with my number two least favorite trail. And this might surprise you guys. I don't know. But I'm going to have to call the Hocking Hills Moonville Tunnel as my second least
really?
Favorite trail.
Seriously.
That's a big surprise. This was a hard one. This was a hard
awesome.
One. This, that trail, okay. I really, really, don't get me wrong. I really like this place. It is really awesome. There is so much to see there. There's waterfalls and caves and tunnels that you gotta navigate through and everything. The reason it's my least favorite trail is because even though there's trails there, it's more of like a touristy destination.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of people there. And I really didn't get the sense that I was like out in the wilderness. You know, I didn't feel like I was just like out
sure,
there
right.
surviving off the land on my own, you know. And but like I said, it's a must-see. You have to go there because the pros of the place is it's relatively close to us. It's only about an hour and a half away from us. There's like the Devil's Bathtub, which we didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
There's Old Man's Cave. There are really ornate stone bridges you have to go over. There's waterfall after waterfall there. It's really what I would consider a romantic destination if you're significant other is kind of into that, you can take them out there. If they're not into it, it's still really easy hiking or walking pretty much to where they could actually go and see some of these places. You probably could drive to a lot of those places, but we ended up hiking there because, you know, we're awesome like that. One other kind of con that I would think is there's a lot of stairs. I mean, you just kept climbing up these stairs like over and over again. And anybody who's followed this channel long enough knows that me and stairs do not have a very good relationship with one another. With that being said, this really wasn't meant to be a hiking backpacking trip. It was almost a spur of the moment thing. When we did the Zaleski trip, we said that we were going to come back for a Halloween hike to the Moonville Tunnel. Hocking Hills is actually about only 20 minutes away from the Moonville Tunnel. So we decided to hit them both all on the same day. So I'm going to split this in half. That was my Hocking Hills. And then the Moonville Tunnel, it's not a trail. I mean, it is a trail if you hike the rail trail. But it's like really long and it was getting dark. And we didn't plan on doing that when we went up there. We just wanted to see the tunnel. The Moonville Tunnel is actually supposed to be one of the most haunted places in North America. There was a lot of people that died in the town of Moonville. There was an engineer that got cut in half in the tunnel. There was supposed to be this lavender lady that's supposed to be chasing you through the tunnel and you get a smell of lavender. There's supposed to be this bully that's supposed to stand on top of the tunnel and pelt you with rocks. So for the history of it, we decided that we want to go up there and what better way than to do that around fall and Halloween time? I don't really have any negative things to say about it. It was just a destination that we pulled over on the side of the road and saw it. All right, so that's the end of my third least favorite of the 2018. So, Silent Night, I'm really excited to hear what your third least favorite trail of 2018 is. Sorry.
Well, guess what? My second least favorite is Hawking Hill 2.
No way!
The biggest, there's so much neat stuff to see there, but my biggest beef was it's really public and there's so many people there when you go. That was my biggest con of it.
What is your pros? What did you like about the place?
You get to see all kinds of waterfalls. You saw caves and stuff, neat rock formation, and it's so big. We didn't really scratch the surface. There's so other stuff you could see, but we just saw that little bit when we was there.
Yeah, it's definitely something that you can keep coming back to and probably see something new every time you go there. I hear it's really beautiful in the wintertime where the waterfalls freeze over and stuff. And that might be something we might do one day, is just go there in the wintertime. I don't know. But do you have anything else to say about that trip?
No.
What about the Moonville Tunnel? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, Moonville, it was pretty neat to go there. Just thinking about all the history and stuff, to see it in person. Of course, we didn't see no ghosts, but it was still...
Or did we?
But it was nice to actually be in there and just think about all the history. Actually thinking a train actually used to go through there and stuff.
And how narrow that tunnel is. It's really narrow.
Yeah, there is no way nobody can fit in there with a train. You'd be dead if a train goes through there.
Plus, at the end of the tunnel, there's that... they created a bridge there now. For any of you that had been to the Moonville Tunnel before... From what I hear is you had to cross this stream and then crawl up this cliff to get up to it. Well, now they've recently built a pretty awesome bridge that just connects you to the parking lot to get over to it. But when you look down at the water and the rapids down below and know that people had to jump off of that to save their own lives but ended up perishing anyway... That was kind of creepy. Yeah. I got a creepy vibe out of that.
I just had a whole creepy vibe just being in the tunnel or whatever.
All right, Muscle Man, let's get on to you. What is your third least favorite trail of 2018?
My third least favorite trail is River Gorge.
What?
That is crazy, man. Didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
I guess we do have a little bit of surprise here.
Yeah, change it up.
All right, go ahead and tell me what your negatives were. I'm excited to hear that.
Okay. Yeah, I had this rain shield on.
Poncho?
Yeah, poncho, yeah. But it was hot, shaky legs. And
I noticed once you got there, you kind of jumped in your tent and we didn't see you the rest of the trip.
Yeah, I went right back to sleep.
You also didn't actually see Hanson's Point either. I think your opinion on that trail would change dramatically if you've seen that.
Right.
Give me some of your positives then. What did you like about it?
Basically the experience. It was a challenge, but it did suck. I guess the challenge was pretty good.
Okay.
Walking up the inclines, and you're hot in this poncho and soaked to the bone and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that before.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go on to my second favorite trail of 2018. This isn't going to be a surprise to anybody, but my second favorite is Zaleski Southern Loop Trail. It was about, 9-10 miles long, something like that. And I really loved Zaleski because it was the first trail that it felt like we were backpackers. We were doing it. We were out there. It started out kind of cold and dark and gray, and there was supposed to be rain, but I think we got just a couple sprinkles, and that was about it. I loved the scenery there. I loved when we finally got to our campsite and how open and big the campsite was. we were the only people there camping, and we had they had an outhouse or a privy to where we could use the restroom. They even have their own water pumps at each campsite, which was really awesome. The next morning was pretty awesome too, because the gray skies cleared and it was warm and sunny and made me want to run around like a lunatic. And there was butterflies everywhere, if I can remember correctly. There was just like all these butterflies, and it was just really beautiful. And we were high up on this cliff. During the trail, there was a part where you could look out and you could see like a really good view from where we were really high up. I love the hike out as well. I love the experience that we had to split up in teams, and we had a walkie-talkie between us. And me and Silent Night, we took off up this huge hill, Sir Cuss-a-Lot, and Muscle Man had to walk the gravel road back. But their packs were so freaking heavy, like, yeah, especially Sir Cuss-a-Lot's, that I didn't blame them. We had these walkie-talkies where we could talk back and forth to each other while we were on trail. Sometimes we get service, sometimes we didn't, and that was really cool. I just really liked Zaleski because it felt like, for the first time ever, that we were actually backpackers. We're not just hiking, you know. It was awesome experience, and I can't wait to do something like that again. As for my negatives for the Zaleski South Loop backpacking trail, it was really cold that night, and we really wasn't able to get a proper fire going. I don't know if that's the trail's fault as much as it is our fault, but one of the reasons we weren't able to get a fire going very well is because there wasn't much firewood laying around. We looked everywhere. We kind of got to our camp late. It was already pretty much dark by the time we got there. We weren't really able to scour around all that much for the firewood. The hike back was one of my favorites, but climbing up that freaking hill, man, that was intense. That was almost pretty much straight up. And bees. Tell me if I'm wrong, but Silent Night, didn't you get stung out there at Zaleski?
Yeah.
Yeah? When I woke up, there was like yellow jackets flying around underneath my tent. You know, I had a rain fly over top of my tent, and then you had the tent itself with the mesh, and they were just flying in between my rain fly and the tent itself. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I want to get out of here or not, because they're going to sting me. And I think that's about it. I really, really enjoyed Zaleski, and can't wait to do it again. All right, Silent Night. I am really curious to hear what your number two favorite backpacking trip of 2018 is, and why.
Surprise, surprise, it's Zaleski's my two favorite.
Great minds think alike, that's why.
I like it real well, because, I mean, like one part, you're like in some kind of like swamp land, whatever, then you get up real high and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the like look like a marsh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looked like the Florida Everglades or something.
Yeah.
Like an alligator is going to bite your foot off or something.
That was pretty cool. And my God, that night, the moon was so bright and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot about that. I was drawing a blank on mine.
But that was pretty neat, being out in the open. And also, it was a little weird, but when we were sitting there, we heard a big boom. We still don't know what happened there.
Oh, yeah. The next morning, there was these, like, three, four... big, loud booming noises. I did a lot of research into it, and other locals, they reported the same booms. And there was no aircraft in the area flying at supersonic speeds. There was no... There's no dynamite charges being let off, and these booms are way too loud to be like a shotgun or rifle. So yeah, it's still unexplained as far as I'm concerned.
And oh, pretty nice. Also, we had like a little suggestion box, people leaving stuff behind.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Yeah. And then they left stuff for us, like a candle and some sunglasses.
Didn't we write something down there?
Yeah, we were there and stuff. And I think then we leave something behind too.
Yeah, we left some dude wipes.
Yeah, that's right too.
So if you guys decide to do the Zaleski Backpacking South Loop Trail and you go to the second campsite,
the second campsite,
go to the little suggestion box. And you will see a thing that we wrote in it. And if, you know, you really are in need, there's some dude wipes in there for you.
Yeah, they're still there.
That was really cool. That just kind of goes to show you, like, the backpacking community is, like, really awesome. They're always trying to help you out. And it makes me want to give back.
And, of course, Big Hills was pretty much a negative. Because of that one big hill coming back out we did. That was... But it was nice once we got up there. It was pretty flat once we got up that.
That was easy walking once we got up there.
Also,
once you started walking down the hill, there was like some awesome rock formations.
Yeah.
And we had to walk down, like the trail turned into a creek.
Yeah, I don't know
if that's a pro or a con, but it was interesting. Yeah.
I mean, there was nice, and there was nice view once we got up on that hillside after that big hill. Out there flat, you can look and you see like miles out and stuff. So that was pretty nice too. And of course the cold night was kind of negative too.
Yeah, but surprisingly I slept pretty well on that trip. I slept way better than on my first number one trip of 2018.
But it was nice being out there by ourselves and stuff, you know, just relax. Most of the next day, pretty sun and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was worth it.
Okay, now we're moving on to Muscle Man. What is your number two favorite trail of 2018?
Well, truth be told, it'd be Zaleski.
Oh, it is as well?
Yeah.
I'm really curious what your number one is then. What did you love about Zaleski, and why is it your second favorite trail?
Well, for what you guys were saying, I wish Josh had toughed it out and took the same route you guys did. Well, the road was pretty easy. The road route?
Well, in your guys' defense, I think that with the packs you guys were carrying, you would have died halfway up the hill.
Or Josh would have.
Oh, Josh definitely would.
Yeah, he would have he probably would have had a heart attack and then fell on you. And then you would all tumble down the hill.
I would have jumped out of the way. Slide down.
But yeah, there was no way Sir Cusswell was going to make it up that hill with that pack he had.
No. Well, he brought everything but the kitchen sink, though.
Yeah, that's true. my pack didn't.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess he's all about comfort. And he brought his own home pillows and blankets.
Wow.
And I can't even imagine.
He still couldn't sleep.
Yeah, he still couldn't sleep. So
that's amazing. I went right to sleep.
I know you do. Yeah. Like, you just crawl in there and
I used everything I had to. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because if you can't sleep out there, you know, you're going to have real problems backpacking and stuff. That's a different topic for a different day, but so what did you like most about it, though? Like, the trail itself and the sights and all that stuff?
I'll start with the morning after. Pretty nice. And fog and stuff, nice view.
I know we were all kind of like sitting around the fire in the morning, and it was still chilly a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, but you could feel the sun warming it up as the time went on.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really cool, because that was, I think, was that the first time that we were all together and then camped and then woke up the next morning together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a first, and it was pretty cool. It was just like a little community or something. We just kind of woke up, and everybody was at the community fire having breakfast. Yeah. Okay, what's some negatives? Do you have any negatives about that trail?
No, I regret packing as much as I did.
Mm.
But that ain't toward the trail itself, I guess.
That's a learning experience.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily sure what all you packed. I know you had your sleeping bag.
Well, he had two sleeping bags.
You had two sleeping bags. That's
two
right.
Two sleeping bags.
And we kept losing the first one.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't fit. I packed too much stuff. I guess the road route was tedious.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a road once we finally got up on that hill.
Because you did have to go up some big inclines on the road.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I was under the impression it was just straight.
No, no. I'm surprised Josh didn't die there.
Oh, huh.
But we somehow beat you guys. I guess
well,
so.
You were on a road and we were going up a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we were going up some sharp incline. So I guess that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. This is the number one backpacking trail of 2018 for Knights of the Trail. I'm going to go ahead and say it. We all know what it is. Red River Gorge and Hanson's Point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, guys, fellow adventurers, Red River Gorge is like backpackers' paradise in my mind. And we are so lucky to have a place in Kentucky as close as it is to us. There are people all over the world that travel here to just go to Red River Gorge. I did not understand the significance of it until I hiked it myself. When I said that Zaleski was like, yeah, we're doing it. We're really backpackers now. I mean, we're out there. You really got that sense when you're at Red River Gorge. And what I loved about it the most is just from the very beginning, you have to go through this tunnel in the middle of the mountain, and it's this little one-lane thing that it doesn't even look like it should be there, but it is. And you got to go through this tunnel, and once you get through the other side, it's like you're teleported to this other world, this other place where I can't even explain it, but it's pretty awesome. You're out in the middle of Daniel Boone National Forest. We had to cross a lot of streams. I love doing that. I actually enjoyed the rain because it was so hot and it was raining on us. I eventually did get too hot in my Frog Togs rain gear. I took it off and just let the rain soak me. I was like, I'm already getting soaked anyway, so let's just go ahead and take that sucker off. And it just felt awesome. And with the rain being there, I actually felt like, oh, yeah, we're like backpackers. You know, that's just what you have to deal with. You have to deal with the elements while you're out there. And it was just another little challenge, another little. And it didn't rain enough to where it was a complete washout either. It was like just enough. And once you cross those creeks, flowing rivers and stuff, you had to climb. I'm calling it a mountain. I don't know if it's really called a mountain, but it felt like we were climbing a mountain, and it was straight up. But for some reason, this one, even though it was tedious, it was still fun. Like, I felt like it was still fun. And halfway up the mountain, you got a really good view. We thought that was an awesome view, but, you know, that was minor compared to what we actually got to see when we got on top of there. Then there's another one, I think it's called Autograph Rock, where it's just this big rock facing, and you can walk around there. You got another really good view, and keep on walking a little bit more, and the woods is beautiful too. And I don't know how we did it. I really do not know how we did it. It was like fate was guiding our steps, but I just decided, hey, I'm going to take this little tiny, look like a little tiny deer trail and follow it and see where it led. And we just kept going and going, and it just kept leading. And I don't know, any normal sane person would stop and then turn around and be like, hey, this is leading nowhere. But something just kept pushing me forward until we came out to this big clearing, and it had like all these little campsites in there, and it was really awesome. And then when we finally found our campsite, I decided to go a little bit further. And I did stop on this one because it was starting to get dark. We had split up into two teams by this point. This time it was me and Sir Cuss a lot. And then we thought we had found a campsite earlier, so we left Muscle Man and Silent Night down there to guard our packs while we just took off. It wasn't until next morning that we decided to go on down that path to see where it led. And it led to another group of campsites. And then it led out to this, what they call Hansen's Point, which they say is the best look of the gorge in the park. And I have to agree. I mean, you're standing up there, there's a drop off on three sides of you. You're really high up, thousands of feet up. I don't know the exact altitude we were up, but when you looked out at the, you just seen Daniel Boone National Forest, and it was like you're so tall above the trees, the hills and everything look like waves in the ocean. And I could go on and on and on about all the things that I loved about it. That night, fog started rolling up out of the gorge, out of the bottom, and it started creeping up into us. And then the next day, we hiked out of there, but it was pretty awesome. If I have anything negative to say about it, I think it's our own fault. One negative would be we walked too much. We were just walking around aimlessly, looking for a good campsite. And by the time we were done walking around, because we were indecisive, we couldn't just choose. We're like, oh, that's actually a pro, because there were so many campsites up there, so many places to stay. That we just kept looking for the next best one, the next best one. I think we wore ourselves out by the end of the night. And I didn't get much sleep that night either. I don't know what it was. Was it the whippoorwill? Was the whippoorwill on this one, or was that at Zaleski?
No, it was this one when everything went a little quiet.
Yeah, so I kept thinking about bears. We have yet to run into a black bear out on trail as a group. And there's just something that, you know, inside me that was just all of a sudden I was fearing bears. Maybe because there was signage everywhere. Beware of the bears. Don't feed the bears and all this stuff. And I guess it got drilled into my mind there might be a bear. So I was on extra alert that night. Plus, we had this whippoorwill that was just right over top of us, going whippoorwill, whippoorwill, yeah. Whippoorwill, all freaking night. And I thought it was annoying to keep hearing him, but it was even more unnerving when he just silenced altogether. There was nothing. You heard nothing. And I was afraid there was a predator of some kind in the camp with us. But I was too tired to actually get up and look. So, Hansen's Point. Red River Gorge is a place that I want to keep on going back to. There are so many different trails, and the sights are just really beautiful there. That's why it's my number one favorite trail of 2018. Silent Night, I'm really excited to hear what your number one is.
My number one is Hansen's Point. I mean, after you see the view you saw at Hansen Point, it makes everything worthwhile while hiking. I mean, words can't even tell you how beautiful it was just looking out, and you just see sea of nothing but trees. You can pretty much see the whole gorge at Hansen Point.
You know, I am worried, though. I'm worried that we spoiled ourselves with that, because I'm worried we're never going to see anything else as awesome as that. Do you have any negatives about the place?
I said the only negative I really think of, and you touch on to it, is we walked too much, but that was pretty much our own fault. It wasn't the trail's fault. It just, we was too busy. We were pretty much overwhelmed, and we just seen so much stuff. We're like, oh, we got to check this out. Oh, we got to go check this out and stuff.
Yeah, it was like kid in a candy store, pretty much, but for backpackers.
I could add that complaint to mine.
But, I mean, that's pretty much the only complaint I mean, the rain didn't really bother me. It was kind of refreshing. I mean, it was just a little spurt of rain. Yeah. So, and actually, I got hot in my raincoat.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
And of course, we all have shaky legs too.
Oh, shaky legs!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was for sure, because that would be another negative. Like where we started the trail is there's many ways to get to it, but the one we started at, which was Rough Trail 221, I think, and it's straight down, and we had all of our packs on us, and I guess we were still a little out of shape, and like our legs were just shaky going down this hill.
Yeah.
But once we got down there, it was pretty fine.
Of course, after the trail, the next day, Miguel Pizza.
Right? Oh, Miguel's Pizza.
I topped everything.
Oh, that'll top it off right there. Yeah. When you're that close to Miguel's Pizza, that's all we talked about on the way back. We're like, can't wait to get that pizza. I ate too much pizza that day.
You ate a whole pizza.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I probably could have ate more, too. That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was just a wonderful experience, really, at the Red River Gorge. Scratch the surface.
No.
There's so much stuff to see there.
Yeah. And the just having that Miguel's Pizza there is like icing on the cake, and it's just like right there real close by. And then the really cool thing about Miguel's Pizza is like you have all these other professional backpackers and hikers and everything there, and it's like a little community, and you don't even have to talk to them to know that, we just experienced what you did or something like that. Yeah. So that's all really good and fine, and I want to go back. All right, Muscle Man, you got to tell us what your number one favorite trail and why.
All right, number one is Hawking Hills.
That is a surprise. So why is that your favorite trail out of all this?
I mean, all the nice rock formations you climb up to,
mm-hmm.
and to the bridge.
Yeah.
That giant bridge. It was nice. That it rivaled the natural bridge. And, that old man's cave, the tiny cave that Josh would have got stuck in.
Yeah, he would have got stuck. He had to bend down, really.
Giant pack. He would have got stuck.
Yeah.
Too, but then all the waterfalls. That was a
lot of waterfalls and like, but like Brett said, we barely scratched the surface on that one.
How they set up the area too, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
You know, there was that one part where you go up to Sphinx Head and you had those two tunnels you had to go through, and it was real sandy.
Yeah.
And it looked like I felt like we were in Egypt.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, that's what I thought so, too.
Yeah, like...
How they're carved and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
But I barely could see the Sphinx Head, even when you pointed it out to me.
I mean, that was pretty cool, the Sphinx Head, the face and the rocks and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it looked more like Optimus Prime.
Did somebody carve that?
Yeah,
is it naturally occurring?
I think it was natural. I think nature did that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was. Well, I could see Optimus Prime as the thing said. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything negative to say about it?
Oh, I don't.
What'd you think of the Moonville Tunnel?
Oh, that was awesome. It was a lot bigger than I think it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think a train would be that big? Dang, it was.
Did you get creeped out at all?
Kind of weird vibes, but I was more creeped out by the fact that people graffiti and crap in it.
Yeah, if there was a negative I could say about that, it's the graffiti. But like
and
that's
another one. Another good thing is I can climb up there and I can get up there.
I
climbed all the way up there and you got that awesome picture. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to walk that trail one day. I think, because there's another tunnel.
What trail is it?
It's the Moonville Rail Trail, and there's also another tunnel called the King's Hollow Tunnel, I think is what it's called, and it's also supposed to be haunted too. I'm not sure how long it is. All right, so we're at 42 minutes into this podcast. So I was going to go into some of the places that we want to see next year for 2019. We're running out of time, but I do want to go into just real quick snippets of what we are planning on doing. They are subject to change, but the one that we definitely are doing in 2019, the very first thing that we're doing is the Lake Vesuvius Backpacking Trail. It's about 18 miles long. It's the very first trail that when we formed Knights of the Trail, it's the very first trail we talked about doing. That was 4 seasons ago.
You guys never done it.
And we have never done it. We were waiting around on certain people to be ready. And that just never panned out. But this year, we're already starting to train for it. We're doing our push-ups. We're going on daily walks and small hikes. I am afraid that you know, we're going to have a really harsh winter and not be able to get out there much this winter. But we're trying to do as much as we can. We're also looking at our gear, and we're trying to think of what things we can cut for weight and what we're going to eat. All that fun and exciting stuff. But we are definitely doing that 2019. We talked about doing the Glade Creek Trail at the New River Gorge Bridge in West Virginia. We were going to do that last year, but we never got around to it. One trail we definitely want to do is Grayson Highlands in Virginia. We want to try that try a different state and like a whole new vibe when it comes to hiking and see how it is. Plus, I want to see the wild ponies, guys. I want to see the wild ponies out there.
Bring some apples.
I like to have to worry about ponies instead of bears. Another one that we had talked about doing was, there's also Big Bone Lick State Park in Kentucky that we're planning on going there. There's buffalo, and it's the birthplace of paleontology. There's supposed to be a tar pit where all these animals started sinking into, and then they pulled out a bunch of bones and stuff.
Well, that's that Shawnee Trail.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. There's also Shawnee State Forest in Ohio, which is only 40 minutes from us.
Yeah.
We thought about checking that out as well. So many things to do, so little time to do them in. All right, so I'm going to leave you guys with this. I've mentioned it in our Hocking Hills and Haunted Tunnel Halloween hike video, but there's only just the three of us here during this podcast, and that's for a reason. We lost Sir Cuss-a-Lot. No, he's not dead. He's off somewhere playing video games. He had told us in numerous ways that his passion is video games. He has a Mixer account. If you guys are into video games too and you guys want to go check him out, it's either under Peter Venkman or Dr. Venkman. I'm not really sure which one. But we had split up actually for 6 months. That's why you didn't hear from us for a while. We all just kind of went our separate ways. I think we were starting to get on each other's nerves a lot. I know that I'm the real go-getter of the group. Like, I want to do it all, and I don't want to do it all right now type of attitude. There's other people's schedules that we had to deal around. There was gear we still had to get. There was people who just weren't happy being out there anymore. And when we split up, a few months later, we got to talking again, because I know I started missing it and being out in the woods and hiking and exploring places, and I didn't want to stop. I talked to Silent Night, and he was also talking about like how he also kind of missed it, and he didn't want to stop either. He had problems with sleeping out on the trail and the comfort and everything, and I know that if you don't really get a good night's sleep, then, I mean, you're just crap the very next day. I know that Muscle Man, he's just now starting to do all this, and I know that he wanted to continue on. So when we all three got together and we started talking, we tried to figure out what can we do to alleviate some of their problems. I'm going to hand the mic off to you guys, and I'm going to have you all explain what had to change to be able to get back together and to carry on the Knights of the Trail.
What really had to change was pretty much is, of course, I got to get better sleeping gear. That was the big problem was I was having trouble sleeping when we went camping.
Yeah, which we can work on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. And pretty much my work schedule is a problem, so I got to figure something out about that. But other than that pretty much was the two biggest problem. But why?
So you are excited about getting out there?
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait to get to that backpack trail at Lake Vesuvius. Mm-hmm. Like we finally get that monkey off our back.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We'll feel so accomplished once we're done with that.
Yeah.
I feel like a giddy little schoolgirl just getting prepared for it. I do know another negative, one thing that had to change. I love doing the videos and the YouTube, the website, the Facebook page, these podcasts and everything. I'm really trying to show you all the world with us. I'm trying to help other people that are just now getting into backpacking. We've been doing this for a while now, actually, and we've got some experience under our belts, and we want to share that with some beginners. And anything that we learn, we want to share it with you. I love the fact that, you know, we're kind of a community, the hiking community, where everybody's talking about everything, and it's just pretty awesome. And I want to continue on doing that, but I realized that my filming was kind of cutting into most of everybody in the group. Kind of just want to be out there. That's the only thing they want to do. They just want to be out there in nature, not have to worry about any of the technical aspects like I am. And I was kind of slowing everybody down, I believe. And I'm working on trying to figure out a different technique of filming. I already do everything pretty much, but as far as the filming, it's got to change. Some of the angles have to be sacrificed in order to not stop so much, not stop and film so much. And I realize that's kind of a problem, and I was focusing so much on the website that maybe I was not having as much fun either, because I'm worried all the time about that instead of actually being out there in nature and enjoying that. So I know that was a problem too.
Yeah.
You're kind of odd man out though, right? Because you just kind of came into this, Muscle Man. You just kind of came into this.
I'm okay with anything.
You're just like, whatevs.
I just need the gear.
Whatevs. Just need the gear.
Yes.
And we're working on that too.
Yeah.
A lot. As far as Sir Cuss a Lot not being in the group anymore, I've said this before, but I have no ill will towards the guy. We have a lot of memories, good and bad, shared with him. But when we all three started talking, the guy gives off a lot of negative vibes, and it kind of puts us all in a negative vibe as well. It kind of rubs off on us while we're out in the trail. And yeah. The thing about the Hocking Hills trip, that was the first trip that we had done without Sir Cuss a Lot, and I was smiling from ear to ear. Like, it was just this happy, carefree. We didn't have to worry about politics or religion or any of that stuff. And that was our first, when we decided to get together and make a group, that's our core belief, is we wanted to get out there away from, you know, civilization and not have to worry about religion, bills, politics, all of that stuff. And just kind of clear our minds. And we were able to do that on our last trip. And it really showed that, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't like about Sir Cuss a Lot, because it seemed like every time you turn around, it was pretty much in a debate with him. That's true. We're out there to get away from all that stuff.
And Sir Cuss a Lot, if you're listening to this right now, like I said, we love you, man. I hate that it had to come down to this.
We just wish you best of luck, whatever you're doing. Hope you're enjoying yourself now.
Yeah, that's all we want, man. We want you to be happy, dude. So anyway, I want to thank you all for listening to our podcast of Tales from the Campfire. And the next time that we will see you guys will be next year in 2019. And we'll have a more better idea of where we're going and what we're doing then. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And until next time, Knights of the Trail out. Thank you.